what he called prostitutes, lawyers, were of an age for prostitutes.
Well, that's a nice name for them. Of course, I think even in the Bible, this is they call them whores. It's for a street woman. Well, it's like, they call them everything. It's co-cats. I've heard something of a different age. Goodness, let me see. There used to be a colloquial expression around that. It was primarily for prostitutes, I think. We don't find those here. They are primarily in France, but that's a legal place of prostitution. They call it brothel. And this place they have all kinds of anything you want to see. They what they call the hall of exhibition. It's almost like a theater, you know, where you pay so much money and you go in and see everything that you want to, and terminology that we don't talk about too much in polite society, but all forms of sex that these people engage in. And it's just anything, everything. You name it, they've got it.
What is the name for a man who manages prostitutes?
Oh, he's a pimp. It's a person whose losses he still be living, and who talks with other tongue, who's loud and boisterous in some instances, and others they just limp, they just fall out of this clump. I've seen all kinds of drunks, and I've seen a wild kind, this running kind, you know, this bright lightning that they drink. A Calvados in France that make you fight anything, anybody, you know. They just, or they're rage, it's like wild people. I've seen all kinds of drunks on there. Sailors, soldiers, you made it, Mr. Civilian.
How about if you saw, how would you distinguish between a drunk and a derelict and a person in
inebriated in them? Oh, a person who is jesting and who's joyed, let him sing, and he's the lover boy, you know, the lover girl, in case maybe. And they just like everybody, and they're very talkative, and you know, very vocal. It could be, yes. Yes,
what would you call an alcoholic?
Well, an alcoholic is a different. That's an individual who just satiates himself more or less with alcoholic beverages. And that's a person who just can't get along without alcohol in some way. And he never appears to be exceedingly drunk, but there's always instability in character, I mean, as far as posture is concerned. Sometimes they don't even say that.
So a person in your mind could be an alcoholic despite his social
life. Oh, yes.
What is a derelict?
Well, a derelict is really a person who, I think it's for the most part a person of low mentality who just likes to engage in something that to show off for the most part, and that's what I think it is. It isn't always that way, but that's the appearance it gives to me.
What is a hobo?
Hobo is one who just travels around by train or freight trains for the most part. cops' cars, going from one place to another. But hobos would have been one of the train hobos when we had, yes, more international popularity than anybody else, and everybody travels by freight train.
What are the cheap hotels that cater to their
mixed cars? Halfway houses for the most part. So the best they can go is they find out who they are, the two people, assistant, drinking, subject to spending a lot of money. Just like they spend a lot of money, they might conceal some of their deportment so that they can get this money. Get them drunk enough on all this, haul them off, maybe lock them up in a room or put them in a room and charge them for it, and do so. But someone who doesn't have a